So when it comes to building the Mishkan, Chazal tell us that it was a very pneumistic avoda. B'tzalel had to know how to use the oisiyos of Shemayim and Arts. The idea of B'tzalel that tzarif oisiyos shel Shemayim v'Arts. So I had to understand b'derech avoda what that means to be mitzarif the oisiyos of Shemayim v'Arts to create the Mishkan. The Iker Mishkan is Al-Shem HaShras HaShchina. Mishkan is Al-Shem HaShchina. And although many things were taking place in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, what defines Mishkan is the HaShras HaShchina. So in Mela we find that after the Malacha was done, Klai Yisrael turned to Moshe and they said, no, where's the Shechina? And Moshe had to daven, Aharon had to daven, and then the Shechina came down, and that's the Gemara Mishkan. But if there's a bias, and there's no Mishkan, the Hainu, there's no Hashras HaShechina, then it's a temple. But for it to be a Mishkan, it has to have Hashras HaShechina. Now, but MS, every single bias for Israel is doimed to the Mishkan. Every base knesses, every base measures, it's a mikdash ma'at. But when we think about a home, in a binyan habayis, that the ikar is that through shalom bayis and through the avoida in the home, it should become a mishkan. That's what Chazal say, ish ve'isha, im zachu shechina b'nehem. Because the ish has the letter yud, and the isha has the letter hey. And if they're zeicha, so then the shechina is there. And if they're not zeicha, then isha chaltan. Then the yod and the hey go away, and then it becomes ish. And ish represents churban, churban based on mikdash, sveifa be'ish. That can either be an ish hashechina, or if not, then it could be consumed by fires of the world. So with Ech Jewish, we could say as follows. If Tzalo had to be well-versed, you have to have the Ruach HaKodesh to know how to use the Oisiyos and to be Metzarif them in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Oisiyos Shemayim V'Arts. And we know that the Bria was created with Asar Ma'amaras. But of the Asar Ma'amaras, the first is Bereishis. And Chazal tell us that really, everything was created with the Ma'amar Bereishis. I mean, everything which was which seems to have been created on day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6. With those ma'amarim, Chazal understand that that was just the placement. But the actual creation was in Bereishis. Bereishis created everything. So the ma'amar, which is responsible for creation, is Bereishis. There's not a single word in Torah which doesn't have more tzirufim that we know about than the word Bereishis. For example, Igur de Kala, which is one of the Sfarim of the Bnei Yischaskas, he has 200, maybe 300 different serifim of the word Bereishis. Reb Shimon bar Yochai in Tikkuni Zayar has 70 tikkunim, of which many of those tikkunim are different serifim of the word Bereishis. That's what the Sefer really is. Tzirufim of the word Bereishis. Now perhaps we could say as follows. One of the tzirufim that Reb Shimon works with in Sefer Tikkuni Zayar on the word Bereishis is bias usher. That the word Bereishis can be arranged to bias usher. Pashtus of bias usher means the house of usher. Usher the person. But usher comes from the word oisher, with an aleph, which means happiness. And bayis asher means a home which is filled with oisher, which is filled with happiness. And we find this tziruf in various places. Every single day when we begin davening, we say, Ashreinu matov chalkeinu, manayim garlinu, Ashreinu shenachem ashkim arvim bebat ekneisius ubebat medrashay. So we say, Ashreinu bebat ekneisius ubebat medrashay. That's asher bayis. That's how we begin davening. Most notably, as we make our way to Pesukah de Zimra, and then again, after Nefilas Apayim, after Tachanan, Ashrei Yoshei V'Yisacha. Ashrei V'Yisacha. Bayis Asher. And we find that the Navi says, Eize, Hashem is speaking to the Navi, Eize Bayis Asher Tivnu Lishmi. Eize Bayis Asher Tivnu Lishmi. Actually, the word is Li. Eize Bayis Asher Tivnu Li. I said Lishmi because that's how we dash it normally. Li is Lishmi. Eize Bayis Asher Tivnu Li. Which is the Bayis Asher? And the Zayas says in Parashat Bekudei, that's referring to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And we see that that Beis HaMikdash is called Bayis Asher. Bayis Asher. So we see that by the Beis HaMikdash, and even at the cornerstone of the Beis HaMikdash, when Yaakov first comes to the Makom HaMikdash in Parashas, Vayetze, he says in his tefillah, V'ha'evan hazois, asher samti matzeva yiyye Beis HaLakim. V'chol asher titenli aser aser nulach. So he says, V'ha'evan hazois, asher samti matzeva yiyye Beis HaLakim. V'chol asher titenli aser aser nulach. So the yesod and the shayrish of the Beis HaMikdash through the tefillah Yaakov Avinu was exactly this tziruf. Bayis Asher. It doesn't just go for the Beis HaMikdash, or the shul which we daven in, it also goes for each and every home in Klai Yisrael. We find that the bracha that the Zakenim gave Boaz and Rus was as follows. Yitin Hashem es Aisha Asher ba el beisecha kerachav aleya Asher banu shneim es beis Yisrael. Of course, Rachel and Leah are the wives of Yaakov. Yaakov is the one who we just mentioned before at the Makom Mikdash was used the tzir for Bayis Asher. But here we have it twice. Listen again. Yitin Hashem es Aisha Asher Ba'el Beisacha. That's already one Asher Bayis. Keracha v'chalea. Asher Banushtem es Beis Yisrael. And that's really the bracha for every Jewish home, that there should be Bayis Asher. That's the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Beis Knesset's Beis Medrash. And that's every Jewish home. And Bayis Asher means that there should be oisher in the home. An oisher shall simcha in the bayis. Now, how does one achieve that? The etza is what the Gemara says. Ein hashchina shruya ela mitoich simcha shal mitzvah. The shchina comes with simcha shal mitzvah. There are many things that a person can supposedly find happiness within this world. But true happiness comes through simcha shal mitzvah. What that means for us is that we have so many mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem, Tayag mitzvahs, and Mordei Rabbanan, and Minhagim, and Halachas, which govern every aspect of our lives, and the Tayag Daisha, so many flavors, so many Tanugim. We're an Am Medushne Einig. Every stop, there's another Einig. If we look for our Simcha outside of this world of Tayag mitzvahs, so then that's not a type of a Simcha, which is Hashchin Asher. When we infuse in the home that the Iker Simcha is a Simcha Shal Mitzvah, and we live through and by the Simcha Shal Mitzvah, so that brings the Hashras Hashchina to the home. That's a very big responsibility, which hopefully parents can give over to their children and Mechanchim, is that everybody needs a dose of Simcha in their life. If we could find that Simcha in Simcha Shal Mitzvah, that's what brings the Shechina to the home. Ish v'isha, Shechina, Shruya b'neihem. Of course, that needs a lot of Siyata d'Shemaya. Like it says, if Hashem lo yivne bayis, shav shakat shomer. Hashem has to build the bayis. Of course, tremendous amount of tefillah and siyata d'shemaya. But perhaps that's why Bezalel's name is Bezalel. Because in Targum, the word tefillah is tzali. Tadavin means tzali. So Bezalel Kael, Bezalel means tadavin tashem. So that's the first and most important thing. That to build a mishkan, you need Bezalel. You need siyata d'shemaya. But secondly, Bezalel had to know how to be mitzarif the oisias asher nivru b'hen shemayim v'aretz. So what is the oisias asher nivru shemayim v'aretz? That's bereishis. But to be mitzarif then, so to turn bereishis into bayis asher. So that seif of bayis asher, that's what made the mishkan. Because through simcha shel mitzvah, that's what brings on the shechina. And that's what mishkan is. It's a place of hashras shechina. And as Tosfos writes in Baba Batza, when you would come to the Beis HaMikdash, a person would be just overcome with Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Over here, there was the Mizbeach, and the Avodas HaKohanim, and the Shiras HaLevi'im, and people coming for to be Makiv Korban Toidos. It was always a Chabib Mekayim. Mesoyis Kol Ha'aretz. That's what Yerushalayim is, especially the Beis HaMikdash. So a person would come to the Beis HaMikdash, he would see how a bias can have a Shoras HaShechinah. Hashem's bias is Ayiz V'chev B'mekom. And that would be an example for us to be able to come back with and to say, oh, look at the Simcha Shel Mitzvah that there is in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what's required 3 times a year to come to the Beis HaMikdash, that a person should look at a home, look at the bias, Asher, and to say that's the type of home which we want. It could be done through Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So that's the tzirf. Bias Asher, the Batzal used, B'derech Drush, of course he used much, much more than that, to make a Mishkan. We'll just conclude with one last inyan. It says about the Nashim Tekonios, the Chachmi Lev, V'chol Isha Chachma Slev, B'yadeh HaTavu. That every single woman who had a Chachma Slev, B'yadeh HaTavu, she was able to use her hands, B'chachma, to weave, to thread everything which needed to be made in the Mishka. What does it mean that it required Chachma Slev, B'yadeh HaTavu? What exactly were they being toiveh? So the Zayah says, Gevaldik Zach. The Zayah says, Amar Yehuda, Tavu Bedina, Tavu Berachme. That there's two dinim. There's two bechinas. There's din and there's rachmim. And din and rachmim, they repel each other. That's like klayim. But in the Makam HaMikdash, the women knew they had a chachma slave to be able to weave together the midah of din and the midah of rachmim. And that takes the gevaldik chachma, apparently. Chachma slave biyadeh tavu, tavu bedina, tavu berachmim. For us, what that means is that to be a parent and to be a mechanech, to be a friend even, we need to know how to weave together the midas of din and rachamim in dealing with others, especially with children in the home. To know how to sometimes be merache, which is din, but not to be makarv. And already Chazal tell us to be doicha besmalt and makarv biyamin, that every single dechia is supposed to be able to make more kirva. That's the klal, always to be makarv. It takes a chachma sometimes to know how to be toive the din of the rachamim together, that how to use the din to strengthen the rachamim. But that was the malacha that they were involved in. And the balance of using rachamim and din together, that holy climb, like it says about the Eshes Chayal Miimsa, the Rechak Mimtina Mecha, it's so hard to find an Eshes Chayal. Darshat Semru Pishtim, Batas Bechepitz Kapeha. Batas Bechepitz Kapeha, that's called Biyadeh Atava. But Darshat Semru Pishtim, to be able to bring together that climb of Semru Pishtim, rachamim and din. And Isha Chachmasei was able to do that. That's Chayal Miimsa. But it requires knowing how to bring together rachamim and din. It's such an amazing, amazing skill. But we find that also in Chodesh Tishrei, that we have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which are days of din. And then we come into Sukkot, which are days of rachamim. But they're Taldiz of Zeh. It's Yom Kippur, which makes the Simcha of Zman Chaseinu of Sukkot. It's like Davan HaMelech says, Samachti mitrech yirasi, v'yarasi mitrech samachti, that I was able to bring together, I saw that there's Simcha within the Yira, and there was Yira within the Simcha, so being able to, on the one hand, have Yira, mitzad the small, and also have the Simcha, mitzad the right, that's called Bayis Asher. The Bayis itself is Mimikdash Yisirahu, that's a place of Yira, that's what the base of Mikdash is. But the Asher is mitzad the Simcha, bringing together that Yira and that Simcha, that's a Bayis. That's what it means in Yiddish, a Bayis. That's Yira of Bayis Asher. So Mimela v'chach isha chach maslev biyadeh tavo is gematria Bayis Asher. That's the secret ingredient of Mitzvah Mishka B'Zeichet, to weave those things together. Every single Jewish home should be a Mishkan, and we should be Zeichet to the ultimate Mishkan of the Bin and Bayis Shlishi.